Ron, is Kelvin's knee the surgically repaired one?
I believe it is, Joe. It swelled up from a shot he got the other day, and so he went and saw the doctor. That's why he went to practice. So I'll go in and talk to RV about how things are. But so, you know, we're a little bit concerned, and we'll see.
Shot in the game or practice?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you know whether he'll get an MRI, Ron?
I couldn't tell you that. I mean, like I said, I haven't had a chance to talk to him. I know he was sore yesterday, and he came in this morning, and it didn't react any better. So they sent him to see the doc.
Who were you working there on? If he can't go, or of course he wasn't there today.
Right. Well, you know, again, with the guys that we have, and we feel really good about Curtis getting more opportunities, and you know, we'll see how that works out. Shep's been playing really well with his chances as well, and you know, obviously Devin's done a great job for us, and you know, we'll probably have to make a move if he's not ready to roll tomorrow.
I think that especially in camp when Kelvin went there, Devin was playing the X, so really stood out more. Has
yes.
he seemed better there, more comfortable there?
Or? No, because, well, I mean, Devin's very versatile, which we've seen. He's played all the positions for us. When Kelvin's been up, he'll move to the Z. When Kelvin's been down, he'll move to the X. When Kelvin's been up, he's played the F. And when Kelvin's been down, he's played the F. I mean, Devin has shown he's got some great versatility for us. No, I just found out. I thought he had a press conference today, but apparently not.
Luke was at DNP for you guys today, but he dressed out. Activity for him today, was that another step?
Yes, absolutely. He's progressing in the protocol, and you know, today he did the next step of it.
Would you say unlikely for Sunday?
We'll see. We'll see how things are tomorrow.
Just a matter of how he reacts to
everything, yes.
As I tell
you guys, everything that we do when guys are injured, it's always about the next day, especially when they start moving around and running around, all that kind of stuff. It's always about how they react to the activity they have that day. I mean, it's like with Kurt. The other day, Kurt got his first opportunity. Today, got another opportunity, looked really good. Had no issues this morning, so they increased his workload. He practiced, thought he practiced well, so we'll see how he is tomorrow morning.
How encouraging is it, though, that he does seem to be progressing?
Oh. Everything's very encouraging. You know, anytime guys are moving forward, that's the most important thing. You know, because we want to make sure they're healthy when they're ready to roll.
If he is down on Sunday, David Mayo with a full week at the
yes.
at the mic in the morning, the calls and the
yes.
checks.
Yes.
For him, obviously.
Yes. Yes. Much better. You know, anytime you get an opportunity to really, you know, get a lot of work, it helps you.
You plan to continue that rotation at the corner spot opposite Bradner?
Yes. Yes, we think it's, you know, it's both guys have played well, you know, and as we continue to go forward with them, you know, I think the nice thing is it's given Kevon an opportunity to develop and Daryl as well. So we'll continue it. I mean, both guys are playing well.
Does Steve go into that with like a kind of predetermined idea or kind of ride the hot hand?
He'll ride the hot hand. I mean, for the most part, when you go into something like that too, you know, I know he doesn't allow it to dictate his calls. That's one thing for sure. Both guys have equal skill sets, so he can call whatever he wants when he gets. Doesn't matter who's in there.
What do you think your thoughts on the forecast looks like? A rainy Sunday at Soldier Field?
We could get rain, we could get snow, we could get sleet. I mean, anything's possible there. I mean, the wind shifts and it comes from the north and you get a little Arctic blast coming down. Temperature will drop real fast and you'll get some snow, so who knows?
We've been asking all week about Julius going back, but you go back to, I mean, they've been back before as a coach, but when you go, is there any special meaning when you go back there?
There always is for me. You know, I mean, 17 years there, and, you know, 14 of it was coaching and playing. So it's pretty exciting to go back for us. And, you know, Courtney was born there, so it's a neat experience for us.
Does the forecast make kind of run defense even more paramount?
Yes. Yes, yes, and makes the ability to run the ball huge too. So, you know, we've got to be on our game on both sides of the ball, being able to run it and stop the run. I mean, they're a very good running football team, and we know that.